Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The National Weather Service says tornadoes could hit Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia today. That forecast follows confirmation that at least 26 people were killed by an EF4 tornado when it struck Mississippi and Alabama on Friday. Noel Crook rode out the twister in the bathroom of his home in Silver City, Mississippi.
We could hear the wind and hear the roof peeling back and felt the house kind of twisting a little bit. Didn't take more than about 15 or 20 minutes for the whole thing to come through.
And this late word, two tigers that escaped from a zoo in southwest Georgia after a possible tornado hit today have been recaptured. Pine Mountain Safari says the animals were tranquilized and returned to a secure enclosure. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is in Mississippi, where she'll be trying to learn if people could have gotten earlier warnings about the approaching twister on Friday. She spoke on ABC.
We need to really talk to these families and find out how they would have better gotten this message, because we have to always work on giving people early warning so they can take action, so they have enough time to take action to protect themselves and their families.
Four people are dead, three still missing in an explosion at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. Police Chief Wayne Holborn.
We will not rest until every single person affected by this tragedy has been accounted for. We are fully committed to this task, and we will do everything in our power to ensure that we bring closure to all those involved.
Republicans who believe Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's investigation of former President Trump is politically motivated say they want Bragg to testify before Congress. On CNN, Kentucky Republican James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Mr. Bragg wants to come in and explain to us what he's doing, and he makes a good explanation. He makes a good argument, and we see that we're in an area where we shouldn't belong, such as some of the Republican senators say, then we'll back off.
Comer and two other Republican committee chairmen have accused Bragg of a, quote, unprecedented abuse of prosecutorial authority. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's placing aircraft and missiles in Belarus that can carry tactical nuclear weapons. Defense expert Daniel Gouray says Putin is just sending a message.
In terms of its effect militarily, there's no greater threat posed by a small number of weapons in Belarus. This is really for show.
Unions in Michigan are celebrating the signing of a new law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The law repeals the state's decade-old right-to-work law, which was passed by a Republican-controlled legislature in 2012. That law let employees in unionized workplaces opt out of paying union dues and fees. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
They say the happiest cows come from Wisconsin.
You're really milking that.
We say some of the best radio does too.
This is Extra Sharp Weekends on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed, as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water, or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Boy, it's going to be heavy Monday today. Heavy Monday today. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Let's get on this clown Aaron Rodgers show. Let's go.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Did I hear Gilbert Brown, the grave digger, right? Did we hear him right? He called Aaron Rodgers. Maybe, wait, I got some wax in my ears. Let me get something wiped out. I thought I heard you call him a clown.
Earl, sometimes you got to Mama say sometimes you got to stand and straighten it. Sometimes you got to see the light. Sometimes you just get pissed off because of what people say. Only thing you can do is voice your opinion. My opinion is, right now, my homeboy is a clown. Yes, he is.
Man, 2 weeks ago. You were defending him, and I would have never imagined that. So we got to let people know why you have said this about Aaron Rodgers, because there's so many people out here listening who love him dearly, and they don't understand why you would make that kind of a change. But here's what Aaron Rodgers said.
Wait, Earl. Don't put it like I just threw him out the back door.
Okay.
Let's put it, I'm mad at him. I'm mad. Just like I was mad at Brett Favre when he left to go to the Vikings, not his making or not, just to be mad. I'm mad at Aaron Rodgers for his reasons.
So people need to understand why all of a sudden you have this feeling towards Aaron Rodgers, you know.
My homeboy. He's going to always be my homeboy.
So Aaron Rodgers said over the weekend, you know, that that he was arguably the greatest Green Bay Packer to ever play for the Packers, the greatest quarterback that ever played for the Packers. Go ahead.
Player. You understand what that means?
Yeah, that's everybody.
Not just quarterback. This fool said he was the best Packer of all times, of any era, of anybody that stepped on Lambeau Field with a G on the side of his helmet. How could you say something like that? Who would make a statement like that? I don't get. If I would have made a statement like that, I would be having death threats in my email right now. I'm for real, Earl. I mean, I couldn't even fix my mouth to say something like that. That is not even your choice to say something like that. Whose choice is that to say, arguably, you're the best green and gold player of all time?
The other players.
The players, the right. fans. You don't tell them, the fans mostly, but right. you don't tell the fans, oh, by the way, I am. I am the greatest Packer. Like I told you before while we was talking off air, Earl, they put all the greatest Packers names in a bowl. In a bowl. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Ray Nitschke, Reggie White. They put all these types of players, Jerry Kramer, Dave Robinson. They put all these players in a bowl, Earl, and the dude that's picking out going, look through the bowl, push these players aside and grab Aaron Rodgers out the bowl. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I understand he's a great quarterback. I understand he got MVPs. I understand he went to a Super Bowl. But that still don't declare you the greatest Packer of all time. I'm ranting, Nana.
Yeah, well, you know, Gilbert, not even just that. He arguably.
That's our new word today.
Yeah, arguably was not that much better than Brett Favre when I looked at the numbers. I thought that Aaron Rodgers was light years better than Brett Favre, but I forgot until I looked at the numbers. Now, you play with Brett Favre, and maybe we all forgot just how good Brett Favre was, but here are the numbers.
Brett Favre
passed for 61,655 yards, the most in franchise history. Aaron Rodgers passed for 58,000 yards. Rodgers is the franchise leader in touchdown passes, 471. Brett Favre is second with 442. Rodgers also has a superior completion percentage. Not much. 65.3% compared to Brett Favre's 61.4%. That's not that big a difference in completion percentage. They are equal in Super Bowl wins with one apiece. Favre has more regular season wins as a Packer, 160, than Rodgers, 144. What? Brett Favre had more victories than Aaron Rodgers? But
the only thing that I think Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre stand away from, Brett threw an ass interception.
Yeah, he threw a lot of interceptions.
You know, that's to me, I mean, but the style of play between those two, totally different.
Well, so Aaron Rodgers is a 10-time Pro Bowler. Brett Favre was an 11-time Pro Bowler. Aaron Rodgers won 4 MVPs. Brett Favre won 3. I mean, they're equal, man. If you look at the numbers, Gilbert, those two cats are just about equal, except for the interceptions. Now, you won't hear people say that, Gilbert, but it's true.
So this is like Jordan and LeBron.
Yes.
And you trying to figure out who the best is.
Right.
So you go to the numbers.
We went to the numbers.
So but then again, you got to go to the play and the numbers. When you go to the play and you watch how both of them play, that's where you're going to find out who the GOAT is. Numbers is one thing. Showing up on the field.
Well, they both did that.
The thing. No.
Rodgers didn't miss that much time, man.
How much did Brett miss?
None.
Okay.
Probably none, right?
Who stepped across that line more?
Hey, come on, man. Brett was a throwback, man.
Okay. So when you when it puts down on paper, both of them about the same. But you put it down on play when you watch them play. Who gonna get you that extra yard? Who gonna put their body on the line for the team? Let's put it that way. We let the fans decide that. You don't get to decide that. You let the fans decide that.
Right.
At the end of the day, Earl, you let the fans decide that. The front office can't decide that because they're going to be biased and they're paying you. Let the fans decide who's the greatest Packer of all time.
You know, Gilbert, I think that part of it has to do with the older you are.
The stupid you get.
No, I'm saying as a fan, the more you got to see both of them, a younger fan who didn't get to see Brett is going to say Aaron is the greatest. But those of us who've been around a little while and saw, man, what Brett Favre did, you kind of say, man, come on, man, these cats, man, is not that big. And I told you, I had forgotten. I mean, I remember how great Brett Favre was, but I didn't know because I knew how great Aaron Rodgers is and was, but I didn't realize they were that close, man. I thought Aaron Rodgers had light years ahead of Brett Favre.
You can't. That's why I say, Earl, you can't just say just because this is what it looks like on paper. You got to put it all in the mix. That's when I sit up there and I say, how can you say Jordan and LeBron's better if you put them up? No, you got to put all of it together, man. You didn't make your decision.
You know, Gilbert, the other part of this is we forget sometimes the gunslinger was a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's in the Hall of Fame. We're not saying Aaron ain't going to get there, but the gunslinger is there, right? First ballot.
Yeah, he first ballot, man. But of course Aaron Rodgers is going to be first ballot too.
Right. But I'm saying we sometimes forget that the gunslinger is there, and the gunslinger is a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's not, you know, an easy thing to get, right?
He got a gold jacket. Yasm, he got a gold jacket.
And the fact that he got a first ballot. Some cats, I remember Jerry Kramer.
Leroy didn't get first ballot.
No, Leroy, 12 years, 13 years.
When he should have.
Right. Well, Jerry Kramer
should have got first. He should have got first ballot.
Jerry Kramer almost was dead by the time he finally got in.
Yeah.
So stupid. I mean, that when they get you on that first ballot, man, that tells you just how great a player you were.
And that's why Terrell Owens was pissed off because he wasn't first ballot. Remember?
Yeah, Eagles. You know, the ego of a person. But anyway,
and you listen. Got great, wait a minute, you got great players like Sterling Sharp that still ain't got in there.
Man, Sterling Sharp was, and we don't have to talk about an Iron Man, a tough cat, and only through that neck injury, his career
tough
ended
SOB.
Early. Yeah.
Tough SOB.
Yeah, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? It's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. It's Monday morning. You can join the conversation. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us, as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Rotisavage.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 39. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 26. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yeah. Come on, Biggie. Tell him. Tell him. Yeah. I see you bobbing, Earl. I see you bobbing. I see you.
How many albums did he make?
It's a contagious. It's contagious. I see you.
How many albums did he make?
How many albums did Biggie make? Ooh, Lord.
A lot?
He didn't get to make as many as he should have.
I know, because he was so young when he lost when his life was taken.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back. Cut down. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Listen, so, you know, we need to hear from the fans, and we need to hear your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers saying, you know, he's arguably the greatest, you know, Packer that ever played and the greatest quarterback. You know, those of us, I mean, I saw Bart Starr. And I'm telling you, Gilbert, that cat took a beating. Back in those days, what they would do to you, Gilbert, I mean, and Bart Starr was not a big guy, a big, strong guy, man. I'm sure you got to meet him in his life.
Yes, I have.
And I know you had
awesome big, individual.
You had big respect for him, right?
Yes, I could not look at that man in his face and tell him, "Oh, I am the best Packer of all time." I cannot look at him in his face and say that. When I was a young guy and I was sitting in my locker, and Ray Nitschke would walk through the locker room.
Bow-legged.
Sat down next to me, hands like bricks. and shook his hand and tell him, "You know what? I am the best Packer of all time. Are you kidding me?" I couldn't even fix my mouth to say something stupid like that. We give people sometimes too much range, so they think they do this. Man, I love Aaron Rodgers, but I could slap the taste out of his mouth right now for saying that. I could. We all say stupid stuff. We make mistakes. There is no one greater in this team that we built. There is no one greater. You understand? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Earl, when I put it down like that, there is no one greater because we are all a team. Every era, every player is a team. There is no one greater because you didn't do it by yourself.
You know, Gilbert, that's the part of this. And again, 844-967-2789. What's your thoughts? That's the part of it. Even in youth football, that I was dealing with all those years, I always told kids, hey, this is football, man. You can't do anything without your teammate. There's nothing you can do. And so when we would say that to children, Gilbert, you would expect on the highest level of the game that they would understand that more than the kids we were talking to.
Earl, I'm going to put it like this. That Super Bowl year, we had the number one offense, the number one defense, the number one special teams across the board. As a defense, we got tired of listening to how great the offense was, how great Brett Favre was, how great Dorsey Levens and all, and Edgar Benn, how great them boys was. So in practice, when they got the time to put the ones versus the one, oh my God, we try to take their head off because we tired of it. And at the end of the day, and that Super Bowl team, everybody talking about the offense, they forget all the times we had to run out there and get those interceptions back that Brett Favre threw.
256 interceptions is how many Brett Favre threw. Now, Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, only threw 102. But it was a different, they played a different kind of game, right? I mean, Brett Favre.
You can't touch. Huh? You can't touch Aaron Rodgers, but you can touch Brett Favre. Back then, you see what I'm saying? He had more pressure on him. Right now, you can't touch Aaron Rodgers. You can't get close to him.
No, man. You know.
Can't get close to him. Don't touch. The referees won't let you do it.
Man, I remember seeing Brett Favre. He knew he was going to get hit, and he saw the cat coming, and he would hold on to the ball until the receiver got open, knowing he was going to get laid out. You know what I mean?
And, man, so
a lot of times he threw interceptions because he was waiting for somebody to get open, and he was kind of stubborn. He wasn't going to, you know what I mean? He wasn't going to.
Yeah, I mean, go back, but let's do it like this, Earl. Let's go back. Both our quarterbacks, they do stupid stuff. Both of them did stupid stuff. But it's one standing above the rest when it comes to I am the greatest Packer of all time, arguably. Arguably, who would say that about themselves?
An ego.
That's why I'm so mad at him right now. I mean, that's my dog. You know, I love him to death, but he got to be the stupidest SOB walking two legs to say something stupid like that. Now,
you know, they will say that he was the smartest Packer that ever played. You know, they always talking about how brilliant Aaron Rodgers is. You know, coming from California and all of that, he's the smartest guy who ever the Packers ever had. You and I had a conversation with one guy the other last week who certainly was brilliant and is brilliant, Dr. George Coop.
George Coop.
So when you say Aaron Rodgers is the smartest Packer also, come on, man. Maybe the people don't know who George Coop is, right?
Nah, I mean, how do you decline smart? John Michaels is a doctor. How do you decline smart?
Yeah. Hey, so we got to go to a break. 844.
Another one?
967-2789. Hey, man, I only work here. We'll be right back.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. The death toll has now risen to at least 26 people after an EF4 tornado roared through Mississippi and Alabama Friday. Catherine Ray lives in Silver City, Mississippi.
When I heard the strange noise and the wind and stuff, I jumped up and put on some clothes and jumped in the bath, too.
Four people are now confirmed dead in an explosion at a chocolate factory Friday in West Reading, Pennsylvania. KYW-TV reporter Marcella Baeto.
Local first responders are working with the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, special equipment, and dogs to find anyone who is still trapped. But they say they're running out of time.
Former President Trump spoke to thousands of supporters at the airport in Waco, Texas yesterday, vowing to return to power.
When this election is over, I will be the president of the United States. You will be vindicated and proud, and the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Watts, gtwlawyers.com.
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union, Incorporated.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning. Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer.
Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings.
And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow.
We are the Iron Plow.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Coming back with a little heavy. Listen to him now, Earl. Yeah. See, Earl, you got like all the big boys in rap, you know. You got Biggie, you got Heavy, you got Big Pun.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, let me ask you, Jordan Love is going to be the starting quarterback. And they got to show some love for Love, man. I mean, We're not talking about Jordan Love. People aren't talking about him. He's the next Green Bay Packer quarterback. Got to spend some time talking about him. You know, they just lost Tonyan. It looks like they're going to lose Mercedes Lewis.
You blew my mind with that one. I did not know Tonyan was gone.
To the Chicago Bears.
To the Bears.
So the Packers are going to see him twice. Was he really that good?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I mean, Earl, before we get into this, what's that song? Everybody get on the love train.
Yeah.
Don't you? Get on board, baby. Get on board. People all over the world.
Yeah.
Love train. The love train. Come on. The love train.
Look man.
I'm on board.
So without Tonyan, without Mercedes Lewis, and you know,
it's a stack deck against Jordan Love right now. It's up to Gutekis or whatever the hell his name is, to put a team together for Jordan Love to win. And if you keep letting the pieces walk out the door, you can't replace those type of pieces with young talent that don't know. You got to replace that talent with the right or a little bit better talent. So that means you got to go spend money. All these guys restructured their contracts for a reason. You got money, bring in talent so Jordan Love can be the quarterback you want him to be, period. You bring in these fools or these half-deads and you go get a team that ain't worth 2 cents. It's on Gutekis to put a team together so Jordan Love can be that quarterback. Don't strap him. If it was Aaron Rodgers in this position now, he has to do the right thing and get Jordan Love some talent so he can be that quarterback. Period.
You know, Gilbert, they are going to have some money because they don't have to pay Rodgers $60 million, right?
And the dudes that thought Rodgers was coming back and rescheduled and did they contracts so that they can keep him. They ain't going to get that money back to those players. So take that money and bring in some good people to win games.
So
don't try to spend it on all these rookies that ain't going to amount to 2 cents until year two or year three.
So the Packers have been known as a passing team. And for the first time in many years, last year, they kind of moved the ball a little bit more running. They got two hell of a running backs. And so I think this coming year, they're going to be handing the ball off more. And they got
to go catch. They're going to have to because Aaron Rodgers struggled with these receivers that we have. And these are what? Three-time, four-time MVP? Jordan Love is coming in now. You don't think he's going to struggle with these same guys? They better be in the training room, in and on the practice field right now to get their timing down, to get to understand the game, if they want to be a contender in this league.
So let me ask you, because you played the game. When you bring a new quarterback in, that line, offensive line, has been used to Aaron Rodgers, it takes some time, right?
It takes some time for everybody to gel. It's kind of like, you know, I tell everybody, if I'm watching the game and I close my eyes and Aaron Rodgers is playing, but I hear his cadence, it sounds just like Brett Favre.
Oh, really?
I swear, until I open my eyes and look and see, that cadence sounds just like Brett Favre. You see what I'm saying? So that whole attitude trickled down. They may not want to say it or whatever, but if you ever just cut the tape on and listen to Brett and his cadence, then cut the tape on and listen to Aaron Rodgers, it sounds just the same. So it's been like me passing it down, it down. Jordan Love. You know what? He gonna be a hell of a quarterback. He got the size. He got the look. He just ain't got the weapons. that he needs, because they're going out the door.
So is he as big as Aaron Rodgers height wise?
Physically, man, dude, stronger? Taller than me. He taller than me, and I'm 6'2.5".
So how tall was Aaron Rodgers?
Man, I don't know. We ain't talking about him no more.
I know
he gone.
But so let me ask you this, man, because now the Packers are asking for a number 13 pick from the Jets this year.
Just go and give it to them.
Who, the Jets?
That's what the Jets need to do. Jets need to just go and give it to them.
They're saying he's not worth
that. The Jets don't open their mouth. So now they got to get him in there. So shut up and give it to him so we can go on and get rid of this drama and get ready for a football season.
Yeah, but the Packers also put themselves behind the eight ball
because
there's nobody else.
Because Aaron Rodgers can't come back now.
No, right. He can't come back now. Okay.
And they can't take him back. Because now, if they do that, they messing up Jordan Love's psyche. Because he knows he's the man now. Period.
So
he got to prepare for it.
So the first game of the season, not preseason, the regular season game, Aaron Rodgers is due $58 million.
Which he ain't going to get.
Season, not from Green Bay, right?
Game one. Yeah.
$58 million is what they would owe. Just think about that, Gilbert. You made a little change. But can you imagine your first game of the season, you get a check for $58 million?
I think my hair would turn white like yours.
Hey, man,
As soon as I get that check, Doug, the other dude that's sitting on my shoulder said, man, we ain't got to do nothing no more.
No.
We can fall down these steps and claim somebody pushed you for this $58 million and we done.
So the Jets already know the Packers can't have him there at the opening season. Aaron Rodgers cannot be a Packer opening day. Because they would have to pay him $58 million.
It's a hell of a tug of war about to happen.
I know. So the Jets know, hey, man, they're both kind of behind the eight ball. Because the Jets ain't got no other quarterback they can put in there. They have to get Rodgers, and the Packers have to let Rodgers go.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know for sure, Earl, but all the Jets got to do is buy a daytime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because if Aaron Rodgers is on that roster at September, whatever the time they're supposed to give him that money, they're going to have to give him that money.
I know. Come on, $58 million.
So the Packers can talk tough and say, we want this and we want that. And the Jets going to be like, you know what? This might hurt us because we're going to have to sit him for a little while.
Yeah.
Start late. But we going to get him. You see what I'm saying? So you might as well just go ahead and do what you got to do. Go ahead and give him up. Give us what you want to give us. Let's get Jordan Love ready to play.
Well, so in the end, Gilbert, the Packers have no choice. You know, they're asking the Jets for that first round draft choice, and the Jets are saying, hey, we understand. It's a waiting game.
It's a waiting game until they gotta pay that dude that money.
I know, man. $58 million.
I bet you when that time comes and he's still on that roster, I bet you they're gonna get at it. Okay, man, we was just playing. Go ahead. But see, how much time is wasted doing that, though? And how much time, how much talent is leaving?
Oh, yeah.
The opportunity of getting veterans and getting more players. Man, stop playing games. Go ahead and give him up. Okay, we don't get the first round pick. All right, then, whatever. Come on, man. We got to get Jordan Love ready now. Stop playing this Aaron Rodgers game. We got to get Jordan Love ready, and this is the only way we can get it done.
So they made this mistake early on, actually last year when Rodgers played with him. giving him too much, like you said earlier, they gave him, Rodgers, too much time.
Too much power.
Yeah, too much power.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I don't understand, because this goes back until they got Jordan Love. How do you get mad that they drafted a quarterback?
I know.
Because they're getting ready for the future. How do you get mad? Did I get mad because they drafted another defensive tackle? I mean, did I get mad when they brought in Santana Dotson? Steve Warren? All these guys that they brought in that was supposed to be better than me.
You played your position.
Played my position. Did I get mad? No. Because they're getting, I understand that it's in football and you got to get ready for the future. You understand what I'm saying, Earl? It don't make sense to me how you're going to get mad because they drafted a quarterback. Stop that stuff, man.
So you going back to when they did that and Aaron Rodgers started acting like a child, the Packers should have said something back then, right? I mean,
they ain't going to say that because they scared to death of him.
I know.
They finally getting their backbone now. If that was any other player, they would say, boy, shut your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Pisses me off that one dude is better than the team because the team made him that way.
So do you think the Packers have learned their lesson no matter who it is?
This is second. No. It's the second time around, Earl. Brett Favre did it. Brett Favre did it. Now Aaron Rodgers did it. Who's next?
Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. I see you will come to you after the break. But here's what it comes down to also, Gilbert. Aaron Rodgers knows he's going to retire in the green and gold.
His
Hall of Fame is going to be green and gold.
Yeah.
The people who are going to be supporting him are going to be green and gold.
Yep.
You all are going to accept him back into it, right? I mean, when he retires as a Green Bay Pack, when he gets that first ballot, NFL Hall of Fame, y'all going to accept him back. But you think things will ever be the same?
Hey man, don't get it twisted, man. Don't throw away your 12 jerseys. Don't burn them up. Don't do nothing. He will be back as a Green Bay Pack. I said this when Brett left, because don't nobody want to go retire as a Jet. What the hell is that? Nobody wants to do that.
Listen, man, we got to go to break. Terry, hang on, and others. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. What say you? We'll be right back.
As a prosecutor and a circuit court judge, Janet Protasiewicz has been a lifelong advocate for victims of crime. Listen to Clayton from Milwaukee tell his story about how Judge Janet helped him.
After I was robbed and my girlfriend was beat up, Janet Protasiewicz was the prosecutor that went after those criminals. Those fools were on a violent crime spree. Janet prosecuted them case after case and brought those criminals to justice. I saw her work up close. She's compassionate. She's fair, and she believes in public safety. On the Supreme Court, I know she'll fight for you because she fought for me. Janet cares about us.
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Public safety, abortion rights, voting rights. It's all on the line, and it will be a very close election. Make a plan to vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz by April 4th. For more information, visit JanetForJustice.com.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Mixed precipitation possible at times this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High of 39, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixture of precipitation likely again tonight. Low is around 27. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs around 39. About an inch of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Oh, Biggie, give me one more chance. Oh yeah, come on, Biggie. Oh yeah. That's him. That's him and his wife Faith now.
That'll wake you up. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Let's go to the Northwoods and Terry. Hey, good morning, Terry. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Enjoying the show this morning.
Thank you.
Gilbert and Earl. Would you be interested in a story I heard about Reggie White?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it goes. Jerome Brown was being interviewed, and the reporter asked him, "Jerome, you were a little slow getting off the line. What's up with that?" "Well, I had to see where Reggie was going to throw Tony Mandarich, right or left." I thought you guys might get a kick out of that.
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Terry, what's your thought about Aaron Rodgers saying he's the greatest Packer of all time?
Well, I can't believe he said that. I mean, like you guys were talking about all the great players, you know. No, it's a team game, like Gilbert said. So, the other guys made him great. So, you know, that's not the thing to say as far as I'm concerned. I've been following the Packers since 67. So,
yeah, that's support.
A lot of great players come through there.
You know, so 67, man, then you, like I, witnessed the, what was the name of the game, man? The coldest game, the Ice Bowl.
The Ice Bowl.
So when
like your hair, on the ice boat.
So when you've seen all of that, man, I don't even see how a cat can fix his mouth to say that. You know,
right.
The guys who played right. in that ice bowl game, each and every right. one of them. Come on, man. You know,
right? Cowboys and Packers both.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, both Terry. Teams. Terry, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert,
thanks, Terry.
That does bring something up, man. Cats played in the Ice Bowl, man. Hey, man, no heaters on the sideline.
You know what I just thought about, Earl?
What?
Brett Favre had two Super Bowl appearances.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, one. Let me do this, man. We're going to take this guy. You might know him. Hey, it's Mike Crute, none other than Mike Crute. What's going on, Mike? Mike is probably going to say Aaron Rodgers was the greatest ever.
I don't know about all that. I have always thought, and no offense to your co-host, Gilbert Brown, I've always thought that Reggie White was the greatest football player I ever saw, both as a man and as a player. And he seemingly had an aura about him. But what was I going to say? Earl, you got me all distracted now. I was going to ask Gilbert if he thought that Jordan Love could be similar to the Eagles quarterback. I mean, do we need a more mobile quarterback, a more mobile quarterback? Is that where the NFL is going to? It seems like these young, quick guys that can move out of the pocket, even Jason Fields down in Chicago, you know, is that where the NFL is going? And can those NFL quarterbacks that are mobile, can they hold up? Can they withstand the punishment of guys like Gilbert Brown?
It's a great question, Crudy. Hang on. Gilbert?
You know what, man? I mean, each quarterback is different. You know what I'm saying? Justin Fields is different from my man in Philly. You know, Jordan Love is different. His body type is different. So you don't know what he's going to bring to the table. You know what I mean? But here's the thing is, I don't care who you are. Look at Cam Newton right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's out of the game. He's out of the game right now. You know, he thought he could put it on. He thought he put team on his shoulders and carry him by what he do until they start tattooing him. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how your body structure is, how you can take the pounding, when you can, when you can't run. But it don't matter. Like I keep going back, if you ain't got no weapons to help you, you're done. You're done.
So you need weapons. Gilbert, do we go after offensive weapons? Packers never seem to want to go get a big name wide receiver. You know, the DK Metcalf, Packers always skip on those guys. They always seemingly go defense. Do you think we need to go top of the draft, whether it's ours or the one we pick up? Do we go get a couple of big name receivers?
We need to get us some veterans on this team. Some good veterans, some good bona fide veterans, because when you go back and you look at the structure of us winning the Super Bowl, we went out and got big-time veterans to help us win. Reggie White, Charles Woodson. We need to go out and get somebody on this young team to help this young team get over the hump. I understand that our whole process is doing it from the draft. That ain't been working, son. That ain't been working. We need to go out and get us a couple great, great veterans.
Hey, Gilbert, did you forget that they went out and got Sammy Watkins last year, a veteran?
Yeah, who had 15 everybody catches? Knew. But see, everybody knew the knock on him, that he couldn't stand the whole season. So why even get a dude like that? Why even waste your time? Oh, he going to miraculously play the whole season now that he ain't done before? Are you kidding me? That's on the talent dude. The talent dude got to get the right talent in here. And don't blame it on you knew what the knock is, man.
You know, Gilbert.
Let me be the talent dude, please. Please.
You know, as Crudy was saying, you know, I don't see Jordan Love. He's not the kind of running quarterback. His body, like you said, is not built like these cats who are running.
No.
He's taller.
No.
And he's a bigger target.
Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields are the perfect type to get the job. Jordan Love is more of a pocket passer. But we're going to see how much heart he got when he got to get down and get those extra yards and put his body on the line. Now we're going to see.
Hey, we got to leave it there. Under the helmet with
time
the grave
to go,
digger.
Earl.
Hey, man, it's already
time. To go.
It's time to go, man.
See, we wasted our question on Mike Crew. We should have, man. See what I'm saying?
Hey, maybe if you talk to Mike sweet enough, he may be able to do something else.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. You need to extend this
go.
Time.
We got
to
go. Thank you very much, man.
Hey, love you, Earl.
Yeah. Bad boy. All right, man. Love you, man. I'll see you next week. All right, I'm going to help me with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.